T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
You know who doesn't get enough credit in life, Steve?
Who?
Me. Nope, not me. Servers.
Sir, you're absolutely servers.
Yep. So here's what we're doing. We're giving you the whole radio station. We want you to tell us how bad we are as customers.
Yep.
I mean, we could take stories from people who have a bad server story, but I think we should go the other way. And you're a server, and we want you to tell us the worst server stories you got.
Customers are always a moron.
Yes! The reason servers are on our mind.
Yep.
This waiter in Harlem, New York, if you haven't heard the story, this is unbelievable. Working at a restaurant, customer was a total D-bag, didn't tip anything on the tab.
Right.
Nada. So he's cleaning up after this non-tipping human being leaves and found a bank envelope. And inside the envelope was a check for $424,000.
Dang.
He opened the envelope, got a shock. He looked everywhere for the person, called the media for help. The relieved woman was then reunited with her check. It was the proceeds from the sale of some property she owned, and it was all she had in the world. It was a down payment to her new place. It's her retirement. It's everything.
Huh.
Then she was like, oh, I'm sorry. Had I not tipped you?
Oh. And then went ahead and...
She tried to tip him. He declined.
Heck yeah.
This is why we want server stories.
Beautiful.
Because screw you. Screw,
right.
No, screw us. We are terrible people.
Dude, if I would have been him to open up that envelope, I would have just done the...
Oh, no. Well,
and then came back in. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're talking about the little shards of $424,000? I mean, I don't know how much the check is for. On the floor over there.
You're right. That's D-bag, but... Right? Boy, that's a slap in her face.
I mean, she's got to realize from this moment forward. I know we say this all the time, and I swear this is not being braggadocious. If you ever get Steve or I at a restaurant,
yeah. We
will take care of you. And it's only because, for me, well, it's a lot of reasons. I've dated servers.
Right.
But at the same time, I know me.
Amen. And I could not deal with me or anybody else.
Ever.
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 Oh.
I'm not high maintenance. I know what I want, mm-hmm. but I'm not the guy who comes in and is like, hey, listen, like, I hate people who go to like high-end restaurants where they're like, the chef tonight has paired the halibut with a mushroom couscous and like asparagus twigs wrapped in prosciutto. And it's like, this sounds like this amazing combination. And they're like, all right, so I want the halibut, but I don't want the sauce on the halibut. I want the sauce from the
yes.
pork chop on the halibut. I don't like couscous. So can you put, I don't know, shallots or something? It's like, No. Do you work here?
She told you what you get.
Yeah, this is...
That's what you get.
You wanted something else, then why don't you...
Thank you.
This isn't Golden Corral where you just scoop a scoop of whatever you want. It's $1 a scoop. What do you want over there? A scoop of the halibut? Yeah, I'll get it for you. I mean, I'm a little high maintenance because I'm like, look, I want a Manhattan and I want it on a big rock, good rye, right. We're good. And make sure the cherries don't look like they belong on an ice cream. That's
nice,
it.
Nice.
That's. I mean, it's not super hard. But it's like...
I'm sorry. I'm picturing the scoop of halibut.
Yes. I need a scoop of halibut over it. Now she's really springing for us. Give it 2 scoops.
We're scooping fish.
Hold the scoop of couscous. She doesn't want it.
A scoop of fish. That's awesome.
I crashed the show just there.
No,
I did. I crashed it.
I would know.
We were trying to get server stories, we're all focused on which restaurant the food serves food by the scoop is the best. Answer, no.
I want to go there.
You've driven by the scoop places, right?
The scoop,
and where
yes,
it says $1 a scoop, and you're like,
That's for high.
There's literally nothing that I buy. Nothing. Dog food. Yet nothing that comes in a scoop for a dollar.
Especially fish.
Yes. No. I'll have a scoop of the Wagyu.
Exactly.
You got any filet scoops left? Jesus. All right, so if you're a server and you want to rat out, and look, if you're getting trouble for doing this, we have VD.
Voice disguiser.
No one has to know. Just don't say the name of your restaurant. And you can talk trash about us stupid customers. We want your server stories. I got to just get one more in here.
Okay.
This woman was saying she worked at a sushi restaurant.
Oh.
And I am like, it's almost like the Uber drivers who like everybody asks them the same question. You been on long? Isn't it suck when drunks come in? They all say the same thing. Apparently this woman is beautiful, works at a sushi restaurant. And every time two dumb dudes like us come in, they're like, any chance you'll take your clothes off and lay down so I can eat the sushi off you naked?
Oh, that. Oh my God.
I'll tip big if I can eat some sushi off you.
Oh my gosh.
Dudes, I don't care what she looks like.
Right.
She doesn't want you to.
Shut up. Just the easiest thing to do.
Do us all a favor.
Yes.
Go to the place that serves the food by the scoop. Because that's where you got a better shot. Because I think there's a massage parlor attached to it.
Probably.
Go there first. See if you can get somebody to come over for the sushi lay down. All right. Well, if you're a server and you want to tell your server story, this is your time. Megan.
Yay.
Server stories.
Yeah, I waited tables for 6 years. I worked at a steakhouse. This lady called me over to her table because there was a piece of gristle in her steak, but she thought it was a hair, okay? And she thought that the hair must have gotten baked in there early in the process, you know, when they were making the steak.
What?
When they were, when like the steak was being raised on a farm, someone had shoved a steak in or a hair... Yeah.
Yes. It was so frustrating because what can you say? And I tried to, you know, I was young. I tried to explain that it was just a piece of gristle. But
yeah, hold up a phone with the definition of gristle on it and go, is this what you're experiencing?
This was before there were phones and all of that. This was a while ago. But I had no way to, I just had to say sorry about that, ma'am.
So did you didn't comp anything for her gristle hair?
Right. We had to. Yes, it was so frustrating.
That's the worst part about being a server is knowing with every fiber of your being you're right, but you have to go, yes, ma'am.
Because the customer is always right.
Because we had to comp it off the meal and I still have to pay tip share on the total amount of the bill and not what was comped.
Bristle hair. Okay.
Oh, my God. Definitely my safe word. Not sure if it's ready to be a band name, but thank you for the call, Megan. Alexa.
Hi.
Hi.
Server stories.
Sorry. So I was actually a manager at a restaurant, and it was late in the end of service, and I had someone who came in, probably shouldn't have been there, and I told him I had to cut him off. I couldn't give him another beer. And he threatened to come back and shoot me if I didn't give him another drink.
Jeez.
That escalated really quickly.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
No more Michelob Ultra for you. I'm going to kill everyone! Wow.
Perfect Ultra.
I thought you guys were calmer, you Ultra people. Did you call the police?
Well, actually, by happenstance, there was a cop who was off duty sitting right behind him.
Wow,
that's a nice little bit of karma. Little server karma. And he put his face into the thing and he had to do a bar shot.
We comped the cop's meal and he called the on-duty officers and they arrested him.
Boom.
Nice.
Right?
Well played. Thank you, Alexa. Jenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Server stories.
Yeah, so I am serving these group of four men that are very well-to-do, have lots of money, and they had bought some really nice dessert wine and gave me some, and they tipped me well. It was really wonderful and everything, and they said bye and all that. And about 45 minutes after they left, I got a call, and it was one of the married with family gentlemen asking if I would like to meet him at his hotel.
Dang. With his family and wife?
I got a separate room for them. I went for my side action. They're adjoining, so I might be going back and forth. And to which you craftily replied,
I said, no, thank you.
Wow. Lecherous bastard.
And you know he had a family? Was he with his family?
No, he wasn't with his family. He was with his company, and the four, maybe five men, were sitting at the table, and we were all talking about our families, and then he secretly called me after he got back to his hotel.
Jeez.
Or the restaurant, I should say.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
That's men for you.
Well,
thank you.
God.
Alaya.
Hey, yay.
Server stories.
Yeah, so it was Easter, and we were completely sold out. We were doing a really nice three-course meal. Had a large family come in, about a six-top. And he didn't want to sit in my section because I wasn't white.
What?
Are you kidding me?
He made a huge fit about it and made a huge scene in front of everyone.
Please tell me they kicked him out of the restaurant.
Nope. He had a reservation, and he was forced to sit in my section, and I was forced to serve on him while he just continued to make racial slurs at me like the entire time.
Please tell me you hocked up huge loogies spit him in his...
No.
Please tell me
I
you...
I definitely should have.
You took the high road. Oh, my God.
Did he? And you got no tip?
No tip.
What? And you're...
Oh, my God. I hate everything about this story.
What restaurant was this?
No, okay, we can't. Thank you. What that makes me mad on so many levels. Chantel.
Yay.
What was your service story?
So I'm a bartender, and this guy actually just came in like literally 2 days ago to my bar, and he ordered a Modelo, and I told him that the only Mexican-style beer that we had, the closest to it was Corona, and he's like, oh, well, I guess I'll have one of those Mexican beers. So I carded him, and then he goes, oh, I still have to show you my ID even though I'm Mexican? And I was like, yeah, bro, like, if you want a beer, you need to, you know, show me your ID.
What?
So then he's like, fine, whatever. Yeah, and he shows me his ID, and then he goes, can I also have a shot of tequila? So I was like, yeah, sure. So I hand him a shot, and then his girlfriend orders loaded cheese fries, and I could not help myself. I was like, are you sure you don't want the nachos?
He
literally tried to pull the race card on me because I told him that Modelo was...
It is a Mexican beer! You're not being racist!
Right.
It's made in Mexico!
What the heck?
Oh my God, I hate people!
I do too!
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.